bow and scrape and go on like a ape, peddling no puerile parchment of ethnicity, with angle of vague fleeting hint of authenticity, like a black Lance Percival in reverse, or even worse, a babbling buffoon will lose him tongue. No, sir, not at all. Me got me rhythm, me got me rhyme, me got me rough bass line, me got me own sense of time. Goon poet of a step in line. Kabuta lazy might have got couple thousand, but man, they la fame thousands of thousands of thousands. Thank you very much.
That was Linton Kwesi Johnson, and that was recorded at the somewhere in Leeds a couple years ago. He was doing several different things about some of his poems that had been set to music, and he was going to various spots there in England. Give you a little look at what went on and what goes on in Great Britain, as Linton Kwesi Johnson has stated, England is a bitch. A bitch for true. And that reflects some of the struggles there for black people and people of color. You're listening to WRCT. We got coming up Anatomy of the Ear at 11 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. And we got one more tune, hopefully, before we get out of here.
Yeah. must bring about the unity for humanity, and people could learn to live in love and respect each other, knowing that we share the same love and happiness that the Father granted us to live. Respect and truth and unity.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium. Hi there. I'm Mando Richard from WRCT Pittsburgh, and what we're going to hear is an interview I recorded on June 23rd of 2022 and aired on WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast on July 27th of 2022 with guitarist John Shane, talking about one of his projects in which he took a lot of the music of legendary Memphis bluesman W.C. Handy and converted it over to the guitar. So what comes next is an air check of the broadcast of that interview. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh. So up next, you're going to hear a conversation with guitarist and entertainer John Shane. And he's going to talk about the CD he put out in 2017 called Getting Handy with the Blues and the book he's just put out, in which he details how he managed to move these W.C. Handy tunes to the guitar. And we're going to start the interview off by hearing John Shane play on the guitar perhaps W.C. Handy's most famous song, The St. Louis Blues.
Got a heart like a broadcast industry. see. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far from me. No, I love that gal like a schoolboy loved his pie. Yeah, I love that gal like a schoolboy loved his pie. I love my baby till the day I die. St. Louis woman with her diamond ring. She pulled men around by her apron strings. And if it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, all the men around, they wouldn't go nowhere, nowhere. Got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. That gal got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far from me. I love that gal like a schoolboy loved his pie. I love that gal like a schoolboy loved his pie. I love my baby till the day I die.
You just heard guitarist John Shane play W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues from his record, Getting Handy with the Blues. A musical tribute to W.C. Handy, and I've caught up with John here in bucolic Millwood, Virginia. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, when did you put out this record, Getting Handy with the Blues, a tribute to the legacy of W.C. Handy?
This album came out in 2017, I believe. I was doing a project for an arts council down in New Bern, North Carolina, where they were doing a series of concerts of American composers. And Steve Kelly down there asked me if I would do a whole evening of W.C. Handy music. And I said to him, "You realize W.C. Handy did not play the guitar, right?" He said, "Of course, I know that, but I think you could do it. It'll be a nice challenge." And I put him off for about 18 months, and finally I did it because I knew it would be months of work. And I learned a whole set of material, all from the 19-teens and 20s. And then after I learned it, I thought, well, I should record this stuff. And I made an album, and it's called Getting Handy with the Blues. And I didn't really think much of it until they started playing it on the big satellite radio station.
Wow, so you started getting airplay with this.
I did.
And not just familiar tunes that everybody knows, like St. Louis Blues, but you're doing lots of different things.
Yeah, there's about half of the music is written by W.C. Handy, and the other half are acts that were associated with him that he produced and published on his own labels and companies. A lot of these songs that are on the record were originally done either on piano or as a jazz orchestra, like a ragtime orchestra, as Handy played the cornet as his main instrument. But a lot of them were also female vocals. So you have Ethel Waters and Bessie Smith and Mamie Smith. Some of the greatest jazz and blues vocalists of their day played this material.
You even got one song on here that was written by, or co-written by, his daughter Lucille.
Yes, this is the Deep River Blues, not to be confused with Doc Watson's version. And it's a really interesting composition. Should we give that a listen?
Sure. Does somebody sing it with you?
No, I do all the vocals.
Oh, my God. John Shane is going to prove why he should always hire a female vocalist as you listen to him play and sing.
It's actually sung from a man's perspective. So.
Well, John says he's justified in singing the Deep River Blues, right?
Justified.
Here we go. The Deep River Blues by John Shane from his record that's about 5 years old now called Getting Handy with the Blues.
My heart is breaking as I watch the evening tide. Because I'm over here, my gal is on the other side. Deep river, when I feel worried, I come to you. I come and sit beside you when I'm feeling blue. You're the only one I can tell my troubles to. If I had the means, I'd go to New Orleans. But right at this time, I ain't got a dime to spare. At the break of day, you'll find me gone away. There's no one to care or want to know where I'm gone. If I get the blues, I'll take off my shoes, I'll look to the Lord and jump overboard and drown.
We're sitting out here in Millwood, Virginia, where I'm one of the campers and John Shane is one of the teachers, and we're talking about his music of W.C. Handy as performed on the guitar. And the folks just heard him playing and singing Deep River Blues, co-written by Eddie Green and Lucille Handy. Did her dad publish the tune?
Yes, yes. This one, I think, came out in the 1920s, 24, something like that. And Handy at that point was already probably close to 50 years old. So his adult daughter would have probably been in her 30s at that point when she recorded it. Interestingly, he still has a grandson, Carlos Handy, who, I mean, this W.C.
Still today, that's
yes, 2022. And he's alive. And yes, W.C. Handy was born in the 1870s. And Carlos Handy is not a young man, but he is running the Handy Foundation, which raises money for children's education programs. And I'm happy to say we put one of these albums in his hands, and he's heard it, too. So,
what's really difficult about getting this music that was originally written for a jazz orchestra or for piano, what's really difficult about getting it onto the guitar fretboard?
Yeah, many of the songs, if they were written for the jazz orchestra or potentially for piano or for somebody's voice, they get keyed into keys like B-flat, A-flat, E-flat. And these are not super guitar keys, really not super for any of the stringed instruments. So a lot of times what I would do is I would listen to it in the original key, right? And then I would have to figure out how I was going to play that, because I'm doing the bass in the thumb and I'm doing the melody in the fingers. And then I would have to learn it usually in a position of like A or C or D, something that's good for the guitar, and then I would find the key that I would actually sing it in, and then put the capo on and learn it there. So it was usually a three-step process. And even just deciding the arrangements was interesting, because some of the songs had, I could find the original folios, the original sheet music, and I worked off of that. But then when you would listen to the most popular version of the song, say something that Mamie Smith sang, she often was not in the same key or singing the same lyrics, and the piano was playing a different set of chords, you know. So I took my arrangements in part from some of the original arrangements that were done for the sheet music, but then also filtered through the popular versions of the day. And there was one album that was very influential on the project, and that's that Louis Armstrong did an album of W.C. Handy songs, and I think it came out in the early 50s, and it's a really cool album. But and that's definitely a jazz album. But his tempos and everything he did was quite different than the originals. So I listened to that stuff as well. You can still hear the original recordings of this stuff if you go onto YouTube. You look it up, and there are people who have videoed themselves placing the needle of a Victrola down onto a 78. And so you're watching a video of a 78.
I bet some of the originals might also be available in some of the internet archives or Dust to Digital or some of those other projects.
Some of it may be. You'd be surprised how hard it was in certain cases to find out who owned these original copyrights and things. I ended up having to pay nobody because all the songs are over 100 years old, and they've all gone into the public domain at this point.
Well, having taught a course in intellectual property in my previous life, I know how boring that can be for regular listeners. So let's switch back, John Shane, here and talk about this music, arranging the music of W.C. Handy for guitar. If people want to see what you've done or learn how to do it or learn how to play some of the stuff, what suggestion do you have?
Well, I am now coming out with a book. It's being published by Mel Bay, and it's all of these arrangements that are on the album. I think that this thing is going to be available online this month. The book will be available not only on Mel Bay's website, but on Amazon and whatever. And I'll be selling it through my website, too.
Well, I'm glad you raised your website, John. If people want to learn more about you and all the different music that you play with FJ Ventura and a bunch of the other crazy people you play with, how can they learn more about you?
Just go to johnshane.com, and that is spelled J-O-N-S-H-A-I-N.
Do you find that kids enjoy this kind of music?
I think that actually it appeals quite a lot to everybody because it's very toe-tapping stuff. Very, you know, you look at the titles of the songs on the album. Almost every one of them have the word blues in it. The Memphis Blues, the St. Louis Blues, the Beale Street Blues. But really, when people think about blues, they often think about sad songs. And Handy took a lot of these older songs and pepped them up, put really interesting ragtime-style changes to them. And there, very many of them are quite fun. There's maybe a couple slow ones in that record, but most of them are upbeat toe-tappers and pretty entertaining. The folks back then didn't mess around with the lyrics. They were very clever.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and let's let the folks hear one more from your album.
Yeah, I think we're going to listen to the Beale Street Blues.
All right, here comes John Shane playing W.C. Handy's Beale Street Blues. Thanks again, John.
Yeah, thank you so much, Richard. It's been a great time.
Prado,
I've gambled on the bourse. The seven wonders of the world I've seen. And many are the places I have been. Take my advice, folks. See Beale Street first. You'll see pretty ladies in beautiful gowns. You'll see tailor-mades and hand-me-downs. You'll meet honest men and pickpockets skilled. You'll find business never closes till someone gets killed. If Beale Street could talk, if Beale Street could talk, married men would have to take their beds and walk. Except one or two who never drink booze, and the blind man on the corner with the Beale Street blues. I'd rather be here than any place I know. I'd rather be here than any place I know. It's gonna take the sergeant for to make me go. I'm going to the river, here's a reason why. I'm going to the river, and here's a reason why. Because the river's wet and Beale Street's gone dry.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with John Shane that originally aired on WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast on July 27th of 2022. We're going to fill out the half hour here with some original music by W.C. Handy. First up, we'll hear W.C. Handy singing Loveless Love, which he wrote in 1921, and in 1926, he reworked it into the jazz standard that everybody knows, Careless Love. But this is his original song, Loveless Love. This was recorded back in 1939. W.C. Handy singing Loveless Love. And after that, you'll hear from W.C. Handy on the cornet, doing his most famous song, on The Ed Sullivan Show, back on December 18th of 1949. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Love is like a gold brick in a bunco game. It's like a banknote with a bogus name. Both have caused me the downfalls. Love has done the same. Love has like its emblem, Cupid with his bow. Loveless love has bags and bags of dough. So carry into Jack and pick 'em as you go. Love, oh love, oh loveless love, I set our hearts on goalless gold. From milkless milk and silkless silk, we are growing used to soulless souls. Such grafting times we never saw. That's why we have a pure food law. In everything we find a flaw. Even love, oh love, oh loveless love. Oh, loveless love, we stand.
Angora snores. With dreamless dreams and schemeless schemes, how we wreck our love boats on the shores. We SOS by Wallace Wire, and in the wreckage of desire, we sigh for wings like Noah's dove, just to fly away from loveless love.
A great genius arose originally from Alabama and then switched to Memphis, Tennessee. W.C. Handy wrote St. Louis Blues. So let's have a great hand for Mr. Handy, won't you please?
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning, it's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's all the streets you cross. So long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all.
Thank you.
You're fierce, you take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight.
Me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling. When I'm with you, please help me, I'm falling, and that would be sin. Close the door to temptation, don't let me walk in. For I mustn't want you, but darling, I
find us a brand new recipe. I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing's free, so if you want to have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay.
I loved a girl
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
The daughter of a wealthy man, but he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love in Saginaw, Michigan.
I wrote my love
Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest rack in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you wise, young, ambitious man, will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I've never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him, least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. For the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed to show his face in Saginaw, Michigan.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. You, why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more.
They say roses are red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Lord, preserve us and protect us. Mando Richard has Whiskey Before Breakfast. Tune in to WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass Show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. You'll hear a wide range of folk music, traditional and contemporary fiddle tunes and songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. Wednesdays right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, or streaming WRCT.org.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.